Good morning on WZB 860 AM for inspiration and religion with Cantor Scott. I hope everyone had a blessed week filled with dreams fulfilled and goals and inspirations come true and blessings abundant in your life and lives of those that you love so much, your family, your friends, your co-workers, friends of your children and your grandchildren, and all those that you come into contact with each day. It is a blessing that you join me today and that I join you spiritually. I join you from my heart, my mind, and my soul. And we always begin with a prayer of love. And this day, on this beautiful Sunday morning, I would like to pray for you. And I pray that all of my friends see their goals come true this week with faith, with honor, with greatness, and with love. All of the wonderfulness that you have been working towards to make your life better and the life better with those that you come into contact with, to prove that what we always speak about, the only God that someone may ever see on a daily basis, is the God in you and the God in me. And I hope you become the godliness that you so want to be and that God wants us all to be, because of course we live in the image of God. And I hope this week you get to touch so many people. So I pray for you that that becomes true. Now, often I get contacted by any means of communication, by email, by phone, by text, by messages, and certainly in person, for folks who want me to pray for them, for a new job, for their health, for the health of somebody that they love, for many, many different reasons. And it is always certainly an honor to do so. And I have a daily prayer list each and every morning. I pray for those who contact me that want some hope, that want some prayer, that want some blessings in their lives to make things that aren't going as well as they should currently, to make them better. But let me tell you that we are commanded, we are allowed, in fact, to pray for ourselves. We are allowed to pray for ourselves, for the health of ourselves, health and abundancy in all aspects of life, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, in everything that makes us human. So it is certainly my honor and any clergy's honor, any chaplain's honor, to pray for you. But please know that you are certainly able to pray for yourselves, because there is no intermediary between us and God. We are all on the same level. We are all equal in God's eyes. There's no rich, there's no poor. There's no tall, there's no short. The occupations are equal no matter what we do for a living. For our living is not our life. Our living is not the mission that we serve God for. Our living, our job, is simply, as we always say, it's just our job. That's not our mission in life. In fact, we often speak about that the average adult changes jobs 7 times during their lives. And I know many of you have changed jobs even more than 7 times, but you know that your job is not your mission in life. Your mission in life comes after your job. Sometimes it is during your job, but it's often your life outside of your job that you get to serve, that you get to be all that God wants us to be each and every day. On that, we can certainly say amen. Oh, those of you who know me know that I am a social media person. I certainly use social media, the blessings of modern technology, to connect with, I don't know, for a lack of a better word, my flock, to connect with all those that I serve each and every day, individually, as a family, as a community. And I just love social media. And often when I'm on social media, especially on Facebook, it shows you things that happened on that day. Could be exactly 1 year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Those are the memories of life. It also allows me to see how much I've changed. Some would say aged. While I don't usually comment on physical appearance, I'll just say this here. That's Psalm 139, verse 14 says, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Our first and foremost goal is to represent the one we sing to, we pray to, we shout about. If the focus is on anything other than that, it's in the wrong place. And on that, certainly we can all say, I'm amen, amen, and even more. Amen. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day. That was last week. I hope you got to spend it with those that you love the most and those that love you. So much inspiration can be found on Valentine's Day. And certainly for those who know me, know that I truly, truly admire Tim Tebow. And one of the many, many things that he brings blessings to the world is through his Night to Shine. And certainly this year of 2022, his Night to Shine occurred as well, where he brings joy in the heart, soul, and mind to individuals with challenges, to those with special needs. And he said for this year on 2022, he is quoted as, I reflect upon the Night to Shine in 2022. I am once again reminded of the goodness of God. I'm amazed that even during an ongoing worldwide pandemic, kings and queens were honored in more countries around the world than ever before. That's what he calls those who come to Night to Shine at all of the locations. He calls them kings and queens, and certainly they are. He continues, I'm so grateful that God let us be part of it. I am also grateful for the host of churches and volunteers from the 39 countries who said yes to the call. They saw the need and they met it. They saw individuals whose challenges have significantly intensified throughout the pandemic, and they came together to serve them, to honor them, and to celebrate them safely. I truly believe this is what the love of God looks like. And indeed, that is correct, as we can all say amen for Tim Tebow and all of the blessings that he brings to our world each and every day. We also say blessings for our sponsor, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley, and it certainly does. I've been there many, many times. It is certainly beautiful. They have been serving the Jewish community and all communities of every religion, culture, creed, and background of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less. Get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them, we can all say amen. And I say amen to all of you who join on this beautiful Sunday morning or anytime, 24/7 on podcast on WWDBAM.com or at any time on my social media, whether it be TikTok or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, any of it, you can find me. If you need a boost of faith, I am, as the kids say, and social media says, on demand. You can get Cantor Scott Borsky on demand anytime you need to fill your heart, your soul, and your mind with some happiness, with some goodness, with some sweetness, with some love. So use me on demand. It would be an honor. And I would love to hear from you when you have the chance with any technology or in person with any of the blessings, because we all know and we often speak about when you are feeling down, when your day currently, temporarily, is not going as well as it should. There is always ample examples of looking at others who are going through blessings in their lives, either a new job, a life cycle event, a wedding, an anniversary, a birthday. Look at the blessings that God is bringing them and think to yourself the truthfulness of this statement. If God can do it for them, God can do it for me. When you see somebody filled with joy and celebrating something good in their lives, think, God did it for them, so God can do it for me. And that will fill your heart with joy and make you realize that God is an equal opportunity blesser. God is an equal opportunity giver. God is an equal opportunity blessing to all of us. So if God does something good for somebody that you love, somebody that you know, a coworker, somebody in your community, God will do it for you too. As that, we can all say amen. You know, this wonderful program, Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott, does not run alone. It needs you to share the blessings in your life so people can hear what's going on with you and realize that God will do it for all of us. We don't work in our time. We know that we work in God's time so often. And we pray to God. God can give us three answers. God can certainly say yes, and God says yes all the time. God can certainly say no. And that doesn't mean that God won't do it, but God knows that if God gives you the answer and the blessing of this prayer that you pray, there is not room for something else that God wants to give you. If God gives you this, then God puts you on this road to something that maybe you're not supposed to be on the road to. Maybe God has another mission in your life that will come all in God's time. And God can also say, I will, but not yet. It's not your time yet. So again, we work on God's time, not ours. Please remember that as a blessing in your heart. And please bless me. Contact me on my email at cantorsborsky@gmail.com. cantorsborsky@gmail.com with any blessings in your lives. Birthdays, wedding anniversaries, community events that bring joy to our community, for I would love to share them with our community, all religions, all cultures, all traditions. It is always my honor to announce special occasions. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. And keeping on the theme of last week's Valentine's Day, so much inspiration to share. And one of them is for those folks who no longer have a husband or no longer have a wife. And there is a wonderful story that I read about this year. And marking Valentine's Day after the loss of a partner or spouse is undeniably very, very hard. And one North Carolina woman has stepped in to help. And this is what she did just last weekend. It is a miracle. It is amazing. Ashley Manning, a mother of four in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a team of volunteers delivered flowers and gift bags to over, get this, 400 widows across the city on Valentine's Day. It's an effort that Ashley Manning, a pharmaceutical sales rep turned stay-home mom, began last year, shortly after she turned her hobby of flower arranging into a business in late 2020. When I started, she says, Pretty Things by A.E. Manning, I started thinking about Valentine's Day, Manning said, noting that for many years she had made Valentine's Day flower arrangements for her kids, teachers, and family friends going through difficult times. I thought I have a platform now to maybe involve more people. 400 wonderful women that she and her volunteers sent flowers to who are widows. That certainly is a blessing to them and a blessing to all of us. And it just brings to mind, if there is something in your heart and your mind and your soul that you are thinking about making the world a better place with, an idea that you have, there is no perfect time to get started. Just do it. We all know that some of us say, oh, I will start this goal when my finances are better. I will start this goal when my health is better. I will start this goal when my children are out of the house and into college. I will start this goal for this excuse, and this excuse. Don't let the sentence, I will start this when, stay in the way of you bringing joy to the world, because there is never a perfect time. You know that the perfect time to bring miracles and blessings to the world is right now, this second. No .. right now. And on that, certainly we can all say, amen. We know that next month in the states that we live in, according to where you are listening, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, the masks are coming off of our children in school. And that certainly, no matter how you feel about it, is a blessing in so many ways, because the mask certainly, and it has been proven, to stand in the way of socialization, of friendships, of education. And it is time. It is time. Some of you may disagree, and if you do, please let me know. But they are coming off, and that is a joy to see the faces once again of our children, for friends to see the faces of friends, for classmates to see the faces of classmates with smiles and joy and all that's good in life. So on behalf of that, I would like to pray a prayer for our children. Our children are not our children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their minds, for their spirit dwells in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward nor tarries with yesterday. Your children are reaching toward tomorrow. Bless them with your love. Teach them by your example. Strengthen them with your encouragement. And then let them live. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. And I also say amen for our newest wonderful sponsor, the Men and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania. I often go there, and if you see me looking snazzy, you'll know that my snazziness is because of the blessings of Bonnie and her staff at the Men's and Boys Store in Warminster, Pennsylvania. They are currently having their winter clearance sale, up to 50%. Off of sportswear and casual wear, and they are receiving their new spring merchandise daily in both men's and boys' departments, suits and sports coats and khakis and sportswear, shoes also. For spring weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philadelphia, and many of us Philly folks certainly remember wonderful Fleets from our childhood and teens and adulthood, and from their days at Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road, please call them today or go in and be blessed at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys' store, dressing men's and boys for any occasion, so they can look as handsome as I do now. We all say amen for them. So many wonderful things coming up in this month of February. One of them is coming up tomorrow night if you're listening live, Monday night, February the 21st. For those who know me know that I help run and have founded an animal rescue called, this is a tough title, Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center, and you can certainly find it and all the miracles that we do each and every day on Facebook. Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. Look us up. And every third Monday of the month at 7 o'clock online, and in February, that's tomorrow night, February the 21st, I hold online a pet loss support group. So many times during the day, I hear about on social media or in person a friend, a community member who has lost a dearly beloved pet. And you know, many times our pets are as close to us, certainly as our own children. And I take the death of a pet very seriously. And you are not alone in your grief. When you join us online, the third Monday night of every month, you will share a bond with those who have also lost a loved pet. Although I cannot bring back your loved one, we do have the comfort of knowing that they are waiting for us and that others are here to comfort you. And certainly all dogs and all cats and all beloved creatures from God go to heaven. The Pet Loss Support Group is here for you to discuss the emotions of your loss and to understand how your beloved pet affected your life. So please call me whenever you want or contact me. You can call me or text me at 267-971-8799, 267-971-8799, or email me. All my contact information is on all of my social media, on Facebook or Instagram, anywhere that you choose to look me up. And if you have lost a pet, please join me anytime for our comfort support group. On that, certainly, we can all say amen. You know, I have the opportunity, and if you are on podcast now or on social media, of course, you can't see it on the radio, but you will know that I go around in our beloved community with a business plaque to bring a blessing to all businesses, businesses that have been around, businesses that are reopening, businesses that are just opening, businesses that are moving, and I bring a blessing to each and every one. This week, I had the honor of going into Haddonfield to the Lavish Loft, the beautiful consignment store, and wonderful, wonderful morning was held to bring a blessing to the folks at the Lavish Loft. And I go to different businesses each and every day. If you would like me to come to your business and bring prosperity and abundance of the blessings of business, of health to your employees, the blessings to all those who enter your establishment, it would be my honor. Please contact me in any way that you would like to. And on that, certainly, certainly we can all say amen. If you need a prayer, it would be my honor to pray for you each day. I pray for those who need a healing in their lives. I believe that God is certainly going to heal what is broken inside of you. And if you need a prayer of healing, please contact me personally or go on my blog at The Daily Blessings, thedailyblessings.com/prayer-request, thedailyblessings.com/prayer-request. If you go on to thedailyblessings.com, you will see so many inspirational stories each and every day, and it'll be part of your morning routine to fill your heart with faith, just like your car needs to be on full each and every day so it runs properly, each and every part of your car to get you where you want to be, to fulfill your blessings in life. So does your soul. It needs to be on that full setting so you can take in all of the blessings that God so wants to give us each and every morning. And if your soul is filled with fullness, that is the way to accept all of the goodness that God gives us. And one of those ways is to fill your soul and heart and eyes and all parts of your body with the fullness. And that's by reading and listening to things that are filled with spiritualness, that are filled with sacredness, that are filled with holiness and all that's good in life. And one of those ways that I choose to do that is to have my blog called thedailyblessings.com. So please go and check it out each and every morning. Many of you know that I happen to be the hospital and hospice chaplain for many hospitals in South Jersey, and it is my honor to do so. So if you have a loved one currently in hospice, home hospice, or a hospital in our area, or even yourself, please contact me, because I'm often go there for chaplaincy visits. I'm called by the actual patient or by their family. In fact, when I leave here today, I'll be going to the ICU at one of the Virtua locations to visit. And I often post on social media, if you are or if you have a family member at one of those locations, please contact me privately. So just know that it is my honor each and every day to visit hospitals. And if you are there or a beloved family is there, please contact me in any way that you choose so I can go in to say prayers of health, whether you are about to go into the operation or whether you are done the operation and simply in recovery, or if you are there for other non-operational needs, please call me. And it would be an honor to go in there with all my heart, all my soul, and to say prayers of love with you and your family. And on that, certainly we can all say, amen. It has certainly been my honor to be with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you online, seeing you in person in the days and the weeks to come to bring blessings to you, and therefore you can bring blessings to others. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody, and thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion on WWDB. Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new